Lesson 3, A Glimmer of Hope. In a previous lesson, we talked about the idea that in order to heal from depression, anxiety, or low self-esteem, we need to successfully do two things. First, we need to alter the chemistry in our bodies and our brains. And second, we need to redirect the focus of a filtering system in the brain called the reticular activating system, or RAS. We also explained that there are valid physiological and chemical explanations for feelings of depression, anxiety, low self-worth, and so on. It's not just in your head, and it's not simply a matter of snapping out of it. This is why professional help and medication are so beneficial for anxiety and depression. But in addition to those options, it is also possible for a person to create changes in their body chemistry by their beliefs, words, and actions. Let me repeat that. We can do things that alter the chemistry in our brains. There's a whole branch of science called epigenetics dedicated to research on how our attitudes and behaviors can positively or negatively affect our health. The new findings are great news because it means that we can change many things about the way we are, including our mental and emotional health. We have more power than you might think, and that's exciting. Research shows that a change in thinking can help repair malfunctioning regulatory systems and restore balance. Through MRI scans, we now have proof that changes in thinking cause significant, measurable changes in brain chemistry and functioning. Furthermore, Dr. Bruce Lipton, a molecular biologist and former professor of medicine at Stanford University, teaches how new developments in this science of epigenetics give us unprecedented hope that we can heal. Epigenetics literally means above or on top of genetics. It refers to external modifications to DNA that turn genes on or off. These modifications do not change the DNA sequence, but instead they affect how cells read the genes. It was formerly believed by science that it is our genes themselves which dictate our traits, that our genes form who and how we are. These new findings are great news because it means that even if our genes aren't ideal, we can still change many things about the way we are, including our mental, emotional, and physical health. For example, Dr. Lipton shows that if we interpret things in a positive way, we start living healthier and have better quality lives, regardless of the genetic makeup that we started with. A new attitude, whether it's positive or negative, sends new messages to the cells in our body and can actually reprogram their health and behavior. It can even change cellular structure, turning diseased cells into healthy cells, or the other way around, depending on whether our attitude is positive or negative. The initial step in healing from depression is feeling that glimmer of hope that healing is actually possible. Without hope, there is little desire to fight depression, because if your mind tells you that nothing works anyway, why bother trying anything? The purpose of this lesson is twofold. The first purpose is to validate that depression is real. There is a valid neurological reason that a depressed person feels and acts the way he or she does. It's not just in their head or a simple case of needing to snap out of it. The second purpose is to offer hope that it is possible to cause significant, measurable changes in brain chemistry and functioning by making conscious changes in the way that we think and act. Is there hope for healing? The answer is yes, there is. And that matters, because one of the most important aspects of healing and recovering from any mental or emotional issue is the belief that change is possible. Researchers call this positive expectancy, and it has a tremendous impact on whether or not any kind of treatment or therapy is successful. In order to do the hard work of changing or healing, we have to believe that change is actually an option. The good news is that change really is an option. Healing is possible. We have more power than many people realize. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves. We just need to kickstart it in the right direction. In the next lesson, I'm going to share some of my healing story. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by Tahera Mafi, who said, "Hope, it's like a drop of honey, a field of tulips blooming in the springtime. It's a fresh rain, a whispered promise, a cloudless sky, the perfect punctuation mark at the end of a sentence. And it's the only thing in this world keeping me afloat."